Don't need all the banter. It was okay.
Okay, go. Restarted.
Okay. Ready?
Restarted.
Last time we began discussing the din of pirtzas mavoi bitzino, that if you have a pirtza on the side of a mavoi, what emerges la lacha is that if, even if the pirtza is only dalet tefachim wide, if it's baki barabim, if rabim traverse that pirtza, the pirtza poses a problem and requires a tikkun. Because we don't say that omei meruba helps, even though in general omei meruba should have helped. That if I have a wall that's omei meruba, as long as I don't have a pirtza yeser or lesser, that is a halachically valid mechitza. But there's a special din of pirtzas mavoi bitzido, where as long as it's dalet tefachim wide and it's bohi barabim, the pirtza poses a problem and requires a tikkun. What tikkun does it require? So that's where we left off last time. That's a machlokas haposkim and machlokas rishonim. The Mishabura in the Shin Samachay Sekhatan Yud Aleph, Shin Samachay Sekhatan Yud Aleph, only quotes one opinion, and that is the most machmir opinion, that of the base mayor based on a ritva, that you require in Suas HaPesach. So if I have a mavoi, so even if the Rosh HaMavoi is nitar of the Lefi Vekorah, which is a din by a Rosh HaMavoi, nevertheless, a pirtza bitzido requires a suras ha-pesach. And the ritva seems to be assuming that if I have a pirtza bitzido, so that's as bad as a pirtza of 10 amos. It requires a suras ha-pesach. Okay. But then the Mishnah Berurah Be'er Halacha presents other shitos in Achronim. Dibra Matskil Sarot Atachnu Sham Ayin Pi Megadim Shemitzadeid Da'afilu Pasuach LeKarmelis Yesh Lomer Demivata LePesach Mitzarach Tikun Sham V'yeira Demitikun Lechi Okara Sham Sagi. So Pi Megadim says that it's sufficient to have a Lechi Okara. Pi Megadim, it's half a line, but the Mishnah Berurah's presentation of Pi Megadim sounds like you need it's sufficient to have a Lechi Okara on either side. Meaning, if I have a Pesach HaMavoi, and then I have a Pirtza Stalin Bitsada Mavoi, so both the Pesach HaMavoi and the Pirtza only require a lechi. And then it goes to the Alter Rebbe.
Does that mean exactly only on either side?
It means that I have a Pesach HaMavoi that's open.
Right.
So that's a general din that a Pesach HaMavoi is nitar b'lechi okara, right? And then I have a Pirtza Bitsido. Pirtza Bitsido also only requires a lechi.
So
yeah,
one
lachy
at the front of the
mavoi,
which is not there, something not even connected to it.
Well, I have one lachy at the front and one lachy at the side. This is my mavoi, so I have a solid wall here, an opening here, and then over here I have a smaller opening that's down the top. So I require a lachy over here, that I do anyway, and then all I need is a lachy here as well. So
when you say on either side, you don't mean...
In both openings, yeah. This mavoi has two openings. It has the Pesach, it has the official opening, the Rosh HaMavoi, the way you're supposed to get in. And then it has a pirtza on the side through which you can sneak it.
And that pirtza,
so you need a lefty over here, a lefty over here. Then the Mishnah Berurah calls the Alter Rebbe, with Shachar HaGras, Kasav, Shadino Kamavi Mefulash. Now this has the din of a mavoi Mefulash. Mavi Mefulash requires it to a Pesach on one side and a Lachi on another side. So if I, according to the Alter Rebbe, if I only had a Pesach HaMavoi and it was totally closed on the other three sides, so then all I need is a Lachi. But once I have a Pirtz on the side, so now I need a Tzuras HaPesach Birosho, and then I have a Lachi B'tzida. Okay. And then the Mishnah Berurah calls the third day in Achronim, which is the most mekel, that of the Evan Ozer, that if I have a Tzuras HaPesach Barosho, I don't need any tikkun b'tzido. The only need for tikkun is where I don't have a Tzuras HaPesach Barosho. So if I have a Tzuras HaPesach here, I don't need any tikkun there at all. So let's just review. According to the base mayor, you need a Tzuras HaPesach, no question asked.
according to the Pinagadin, the Lefi, the Rosh, and the Lefi, the Tzad. According to the Alter Rebbe, we need a Tzirutzah Pesach, the Rosh, and the Lefi, the Tzad. And according to the Eben Ozer, the Bakr Shachar Aruch, if you have a Tzirutzah Pesach, the Rosh, then you don't need any Tikkun Tzad.
Okay, well, let me explain a bit and then we'll take questions. So
the sheet of the base mayor, it's not the base mayor's fault, that's the ritva of the Rashba. Do we have evidence in Rishonim for any of the other sheetos?
So there is a Tosus Harid in the Sugya Lavav and Aleph. Tosus Harid writes as follows. Refuna Amar Echad Zah Li Echad Zah Bi Arba'a. So Refuna says that whether or not it's Baki Barabim, Pirtzas Dalet is a problem. Perish Refuna Sabr the Pesach Shi Pasuach Minatzad, Kein Hudino, Ki'ilo Hayab Barosha. That if I have a Pesach on the side, if I have a Pirtzah on the side of the Mavoi, that's the same din as if it would be the Pesach HaMavoi. Kevan Shemikan Umikan Atayosi L'Shisarabim. Since, bottom line, you're able to access L'Shisarabim even this way or that way, Mali B'tzido Mali B'Rosha. I'm sorry, I misread that. Let's try it again. So, do you have internet access here?
No.
Okay, I don't have the accurate quotation in front of me. We'll take a look. There's a slightly different formulation in the Chidushei Arid, the Piskei Arid, and in the Tosis Arid. The Mereshes Moshe quotes, what he quotes is the Chidushei Arid, which I didn't see inside, I'm assuming it was the Piskei Arid, although I couldn't find the Piskei Arid, so I don't know if there's another Chidushei Arid aside from the Piskei Arid. But what bottom line, Lashon, I do have the Lashon of the Chidushei Arid that he has, which is as follows. In Nifrat Dofin Maravi Shu Rosh Hashanah Rosh Hashanah. So if the Rosh Hashanah is open to Rosh Hashanah, the Dalit Vachim have a Pesach, Tfei me have a Pirza, the Oseres Hamavoy in Lo Yasa Lechi the Korah. So there, he talks about a Tikkun of a Lechi the Korah. He doesn't talk about a Tikkun of a Suezah Pesach. I thought, if you look at the Tosfos Rid compared to the Chidushei Rid, that the two indications may fall along the lines of Pinagadin and the Alter Rebbe, that according to one, it's sufficient to have a lechi in both openings under all circumstances, and according to the Alter Rebbe, you still need a Suezah Pesach. You take a look at the Lashonos in the Rid, that it may fall somewhere in the Prima Gadim Shulchan Aruch Rav spectrum. Be that as it may, what are the svaras for these positions? So Shlomo Zalman has the following suggestion. Shlomo Zalman, Mincha Shlomo, Chelek Beis, Simen Lamites, Os Gimel. Mincha Shlomo, Chelek Beis, Simen Lamites, Os Gimel. So he poses the question as follows. Why is it that by a Pirtzas Mavoi Ditzido, we don't rely on Omin Ruba Laparis? In general, we should have invoked Omin Ruba. So what difference does it make that I have a Pirtzas Dalid? Even if, as long as I don't have a Pirtzas Eser, I in general invoke Omin Ruba. What's different about a Pirtzas Ditzido Mavoi that I don't have the right to invoke Omin Ruba? Okay? So Rosh Hashanah Zalman has what he refers to as a chiddush gadol, that the whole din of omi meruba is relevant to a mavoi only applies in the following tier. Let's say you have a mavoi mefulash. I would have had a mavoi mefulash. And on the third side, so I have, let's say, a Rishis Arabu here, and I have Rishis Arabu here. But over here, I have Omei Meruba. And then here I can be mad here, this, I could be mad through this opening. Let's say I'll use it as a Pesach. So, where the Omei Meruba is in the root, the direct root to the Rishis Harabim, so then it's clear that I have a Mechitza that's Omei Meruba. Anyone walking through that area will pay attention to the fact that it's Omei Meruba, and there's no concern, thank you, and there's no concern that he's going to come to be Metaltel to Rishis Harabim.
So only what's going in the direction of the mother.
It's going the direction that people walk. But if I have a small opening on the side, so then, since that's not the natural way for people to enter and exit, then people won't be as sensitive to the fact that I have an Omei Meruba Mechitza there, and people may come to more readily be Metaltel in a Rishis Harabim. That's Rosh Hashanah Zalman's Chiddush Gadol, that the whole din of Omei Meruba only applies on this side and not on that side, doesn't apply to the side of a Pirzah. And he says that's Ke'ein, what Rashi described when we talked last time on Daf Hey, that the concern is that people may come to be Shavi Piska Rabba V'Aili Nafka V'Hi Pirza, that people are going to abandon the normal entrance and go out the side entrance. And that's why you need a special tikkun on the side, and I can't rely on Omei Meruba. But if that's the case, that I need a special tikkun on the side, then there's no reason that the side should be any more chumra than the entrance. If the entrance to a mavoi is nitar galachi, I'm sorry? Oh, thank you. Excellent. If the entrance to the mavoi is nitar galachi, so then there's no reason that the side pirsa should be any more chumra. Why should here I require tirsa pesach? If here a lechi is sufficient. That's Rosh Hashanah Zalman's explanation of the Prima Gadol, what he calls a Chiddush Gadol, that restricts the usage of Omei Meruba. One second. And what about the Alter Rebbe? So the Alter Rebbe requires it, so it's a Pesach on one of these sides. The Rosh Hashanah Zalman explains for the Alter Rebbe that in the Gemara there's a parallel where the Gemara presents the din of Mavoi Akum proximate to this din of Pirzah Mavoi. The din of Mavoi Akum, which you're not really going to use, is if I have a Mavoi that curves like that, so in addition to, let's say, regular Mavoi requires that Surah Pesach on one side and the Lechi on the other side of this Mifulash, and the Mavoi Akum requires an additional Surah Pesach over here. So, because the Gemara is parallel, why is a discussion, maybe the need for Heker, that if you're standing over here, you don't necessarily realize there's a Lechi here, so you need some other kind of Heker, whatever it is, but the fact that the Gemara juxtaposing the din of Mavoi Akum and the din of Pirzah Mezada Mavoi, so maybe just like you need a Surah Pesach in the curve of the Mavoi Akum, you also need a Surah Pesach by Pirza Skala. Okay.
Okay,
Akum, you have two short Pesachs. You have a Tzusa Pesach here and a Lafi here, and then you need a Tikkun at the corner, which maybe is Tzusa Pesach.
And also in the middle, I don't really understand.
Or it could be. Excuse me. One second. Yeah, go ahead.
In the middle case, I don't understand why. Like, what's the knocking between that case and the first case we talked about? Like, you're saying you're going to walk straight through and then you're going to see that there's going to be a Omen Ruba. But in the other case, let's say you're going and you're going to make a right turn, you're still going to see Omen Ruba.
But because that's not the natural route, you're not as sensitive to notice. So what he says. Yeah. The fact that the Gemara treats Mavi Akav like a Mavi Mefulash, and the Gemara presents the din of Pirzas Mavi right after the din of Mavi Akav, so it sounds like the two halachas are related.
Okay, and the relation he's saying is that because Mavi Akav gets a tikkun on both ends, so too.
Not just a tikkun, but a tikkun of a tzuris of Pesach. Because you need a tzuris of Pesach somewhere,
because
it's insufficient, because there you also need a tzuris of Pesach. Rishon Zalman writes a lot more. If you want to take a look at the Tshuva Chelib Beis Simen Lamed Tes, Mavi Akum does not mean a non-Jewish Mavi, it means a curved Mavi. Yeah. Good? Okay. How do we assume Le Halacha? So again, the Mishnah Brura just quoted in the Mishnah Berurah text, he just quoted the Beis Meir, and the Meir Lachi quotes three other days in Achronim. Rav Shlomo Zalman assumes in this tshuva that he crosses out the extremes. Because he assumes that the Beis Meir is an extreme position, he don't assume that way because Halacha Kedivrei Mekel Ba'avel. He assumes that the Evan Ozer is an extreme position in the other direction. I'm sorry? Oh, the Eirgun, sorry. Same principle, but different application, right? So because Halacha Kedivrei Mekel Ba'Erev, you don't have to be choshesh for the Beis Meir. He assumes the other direction, that we're not choshesh for the Evan Ozer Lekula. And then in the middle, your two options are the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and the Pri Megadim. So he writes that Mistaber, like the Alter Rebbe, that you do require a Tzuris HaPesach Birosh HaMavoy, and then all you need is a Lechi V'Kora on the side. And he says that's a minhag in Yerushalayim, that where it's impossible to make a Tzuris HaPesach at the entrance to a Mavoy, that we rely on making a Lechi. If you have a Mavoi, there he writes Mavoos Shel Akum, so that's the non-Jewish Mavoi, the other Mavoi Akum. So he says, if you have a Mavoi Ovikochavim Mazalos, where they're not going to let you put up too many Tzuris HaPesach, so then you can rely on having a Tzuris HaPesach in one opening and a Lechi on the other. Judah.
If Halachos Kedivrei Mekel Ba'Erev, you have to be checking on the other.
Because he doesn't think that there is compelling enough evidence for that position. And it's a big kula, and he doesn't. You still have to have. Can't say anything. Okay. Yeah.
You understand why he picked the over the other.
I'm sorry?
To me, it sounds like with petition.
He thinks that that's more than much more. He thinks that the Gemara is more mashma that way. He has a whole long analysis of the sugyas. So he thinks there's more. In the end, he goes back and forth. He thinks there's more mashma, it's like the Shalom Aruch. Okay. Now, does this din of Pirzas Malvi apply to Chatzir as well? So, the Taz Simon Shim Samachais of Katan Beis of Katan Gimel assumes that this only applies to a Mav, it doesn't apply to a Chatzer. So if I have a Chatzer, that the same seer here by a Chatzer, so I have a Pesach at the opening of the Chatzer, let's say I imagine that Pesach if they pass the Aleph, and then I have a Pirtza on the side, so as long as the Pirtza isn't 10 Amos, I have nothing to worry about, I don't have to do anything about that Pirtza, I can let it be. Okay? That's what the Taz assumes about a Chatzer. This din of Pirtza's Mavai is only a Chumra by Mavai, doesn't apply to Chatzer. And the Magen Avraham seems to assume this way as well, that in principle the Chumra appears as Mavi only applies to Mavi and doesn't apply to a Chatzer. The Evan Ozer argues here the Chumra that it applies to a Chatzer as well, but we generally assume Simon Shin Samachay Sivkata and Yud Zayin. Afagav Del Elva Mavi Pasul Baki Rabbim. So even though by the Mavi, if you have a Pierce of Dabin with the Kiyas Rabbim, it's a problem, by Chatzer, we're not Makbid on the Kiyas Rabbim. Okay, now what is the definition of Kiyas Rabbim? So, if you look at Rashi and Daf Vav Amud Aleph, Dibra Maskil Mechlal Derefuna, Rashi writes, Afilu Bepirtza Delo Baki Rabbim, Derefuna held that Pirtza's Aleph is a problem even if it's not Baki the Rabbim. What's Baki the Rabbim? Kigon, Sheprutza Lamakam Mitunaf. So the area opens up into a dirty area. O Lamakam Mikulkal Mipsachim. Or a place with stumbling blocks, with Bechasim, sorry, not Psachim. With stumbling blocks. Vitit, and cement. The Ein Derech Rabbim Mitzliyim Laver Vosapirsa. And it's not the norm, it's not expected that Rabbim are going to walk through that Pirsa. So, according to Rashi, Bekiyas Rabba means a place where it's not open to a makam netunav mekukol b'chasim v'tit. So if it's open to a place that has stumbling blocks, has material that you wouldn't normally walk over, so then that's not considered Bekiyas Rabba. The Rashi sounds like anything else, as long as it's not, even if I don't know for sure that people walk through it, as long as it's shy for people to walk through, as long as there's nothing preventing, there's no blockage preventing traffic, that's considered the Kiyas Rabbim.
According to Rashi, like we saw by the Lossus for Shusar Rabbim, if there was some local ordinance that prescribed walking through a certain area,
right,
would that fit Rashi's criteria or physical reason why no one
would be able to? Prescribed.
Not prescribed.
You said it right. If there's some other effect, something external preventing people from walking there, but to add something, okay, good, come to that. In Rashi, it sounds like you need something physically preventing the Bekiyas Rabbim. The Rashi, however, Rashi here, Dibra Maskil Derefuna, Vav Amud Aleph. Rashi, Dibra Maskil Derefuna, writes, Shebinei Hamavi Ma'akvin. That the Bnei Amavoi prevent traffic, Umarin Atzman Sherotzim Livnos, the Listamos appears, and they indicate that they intend for people to build up, to close up that Pirsa. So that's an obvious case where there's nothing physically preventing people from walking through it, but there's an understanding that they're going to close it up, and the residents of the Muppet don't want you walking through it. So that, according to the Rashi, is enough to, remove the status of the Kiyas Rabbim. Again, Rashi's mashmos is, as long as you don't have a physical impediment to people's walking through, it's considered Baki Rabbim. According to the Rashi, even a social pact, even an understanding, would be sufficient to render it low Baki, but Rabbim.
like put like yellow caution tape or like right. like a thing to show that you're about to shut down, that would be obvious that you won't use it, therefore we won't adopt the restriction.
According to Rashi, you don't even need the construction tape, you just need an understanding, but definitely about the construction tape. Even according to Rashi, if you have a construction tape, that's arguably sufficient because you have something blocking people from walking through it. It's a physical blockage. Sammy?
You know, why is the difference here, like, all the time you have to
use it out
and actually have
them
walking through there,
which
here, it's just,
it seems
to
be
if they're able to.
Right, okay, good. So hold on to that for a moment. What does it say in Shulchan Aruch? Shin Samachay Beis. Excuse me. Nifrat Mitzido Shelo Klape Rosho Shiora Beyud Afil Lo Nishtayim in Akosu Mitzoklub Lehu Delo Baki Darach. So if there's no Bekiyas Rabim, Kirsten's only problem to Esser. If there is Bekiyas Rabim, then it's a problem even for Tvachim. So what is Bekiyas Rabim? So Rashi here quotes, the Mishabru here quotes Rashi. Mishabru is the cut and test. Peir Shahaya Maka Mituna Fa Makulka Vetit. The Ein Darach Rabim Lava Rosa Machitza. So says Imagan Avram here, quoting Rashi. Koshekein in Mishtayim in the Kosel B'Yisol Gimel Dal Tvachim. That's the next line of the Gemara of Gidude, that if you actually have the remnants of a wall that's three Tvachim tall that prevents people from walking through, that's definitely the key that's rabbin. The bottom is, if you have the bottom part of a Kosel, you have three Tvachim of Kosel material, that's enough to prevent people from walking through easily. Then the Mishnah writes, "I've got the Yufim Levush. What's the problem of Bekiyas Rabim? The Shuv Eino Nikra Pesach, Rak Derech Rabim. That you can't honestly call it a Pesach. So as opposed to, this is Sammy's question, when it comes to defining Asur Rabim Mevalim Mechitza, so then that has to do with definitions of Rishus Rabim. If I have an area that Rabim traverse." And according to some, it has to be significant rabbim, maybe even shishin ribo rabbim. That's to render an area a rishus rabbim, such that you can't rely on the machitza to make a rishus hayachid. Here we're just talking about a more local area, what's called a pesach. The reason that pirtza up to yud is generally acceptable is that's not viewed as a breach in the wall. That's viewed as a doorway. But if it becomes a path that people walk through, so then that's not a doorway anymore. That is a pirtza. Then the Mishnah Berurah quotes Sharisim Sukkot and Ches some Achronim that maybe makes it like a Mavi Mefulish. He's not sure why that is. Okay. But in the Be'er Halacha, he says something else. In the text of Mishnah, he just quoted Rashi. And then he quotes the Prima Gadim from the Levush, Be'er Halacha, Dirmasa, Delo Baki, Barabim, that even if there's no refuge fitit, but people don't generally walk through it, that's called Lo Baki, Barabim. And then he says, Rabbeinu Yochanan writes that Beferish. Rabbeinu Yochanan writes, Rabbim nichnas in botadir. That Rabbim walk through that area frequently. Mashma, that if they don't walk through it frequently, that's not called Bekiyas Rabbim, even if they could. And if so, maybe that's a Rashi meant also. So in the Be'er Halacha, Mishnah Berurah entertains a more liberal definition of Bekiyas Rabim, as long as people don't walk through it, even though there's nothing preventing them from doing so, that's not called Bekiyas Rabim.
were saying, like you said before, that unless there's actually people walking through the room, you'd have
I'm sorry?
So this is what we're saying, like we are, like we said previously, that if, unless there actually have people walking there, then you
that's what he says in the Baraluch, or at least he entertains that, right, from the people of God. And the Chuvas Marasham, Cheli Beisim and Ayin Vav, Marasham Cheli Beisim and Ayin Vav, who's Mistapik in Rashi's Kabana, what would Rashi say if there's no Bekiyas Rabim and it's a Makam Namituna? So that's what the Mishabur here raised, that maybe Rashi is really closer to the others that you can entertain, even if it's not. Excuse me, Matuna. People don't walk there, that might still be, that may not be considered the Kiyas Rav. Okay. Can we give me a couple of order? Thank you so much. Okay. So as we've established so far,
yeah. Just a small question. When the Rosh Hashanah stand on this small opening on the side, you have like stumps and blocks in the way. Does that is he trying to say that somehow karma did not open to Rosh Hashanah, or is it something else?
Yeah.
He's saying that there is stuff in the way. So maybe, is it like comparable to a case where you have like a garbage dump there, which you call a karma? Or is it still
it's not a function of what you have on the outside? You just have something preventing you from walking through easily.
Oh, you're saying there's something in that opening. That's
right. There's something right behind the opening, right? You have tit over here, or you have some stumbling blocks over there, or something preventing you from walking easily. Yeah. Okay, so we established so far that Pirtzas, Dalid, Baki, Rabin, and Amavi is a problem that requires a tikkun. Questionable what tikkun is necessary. That's A. B, according to Nosach Achronim, a chatzir does not have the stin of Pirtzas Dalit. So if I have a Pirtzas Dalit with chatzir, even if it's Baki Rabin, it doesn't pose a problem. Fine. Now the question is, what about the Minhag of the Ramah that we discussed last time in Shin Samach Gimel Kaf? According to the Minhag of the Ramah, that we treat all our nevuos like chatziros, and therefore we require Tzivos HaPesach, as we explained. So does that mean that we treat all our nevuos as chatziros, thank you so much, even lukula or only lechumra? In the context over there, the tikkun required for a chatzir was more chumra than the tikkun required for a mavoi, and it's a chumra to treat a mavoi as a chatzir. But here, we have potentially a kula. If I treat a mavoi as a chatzir across the board, so then there's no din up here as dalid the chatzir, only the mavoi. So then I would be able to be mako in our Nevoos in our contemporary situations to not be bothered by a Pirtzas Dalid Bitsita. Okay. So the Magen Avraham raises this question. The Magen Avraham is in Simen Shin Samachay Sivkatan Dalid. Shin Samachay Dalid. The Tzarech Iyon B'mevo'os Shalanu in Yesh Lehem Din Chatzir. So do our Mevo'os have a din of a Chatzir Linyin Zeh as far as this din of Pirtzas Dalit? V'adin B'ir Mukafes Chomba V'nifretz B'Pirtz of the Dalit Tvachu B'Baki B'Rabin. Same question by a walled city, or for that matter a area enclosed by Yitzvus of Hesachiruf, where I have a Pirtzas Dalit Tvachim and B'Kiyas Rabin. So do I say that I have the chumras of mavoi as well, that it's only that we treat mavoi as a chatzer l'chumra, but I still retain the chumras of mavoi as well, or do I treat a mavoi as a chatzer bein l'kula bein l'chumra? So the Magen Avraham says v'yesh l'achmir. The Magen Avraham thinks he should be machmir on this shayla, and even in a contemporary mavoi, even though we require a higher level tikkun, maybe require Tzivos HaPesach, then I'm going to be bothered by a Pirtzas Dalit. So says the Magen Avraham here, Sif Katan Dalit. Mishabrua quotes this Magen Avraham. Sit tight. The Mishabrua quotes this Magen Avraham in Sif Katan Yud. He says the Magen Avraham says Yesh Lahachmir. Lying the Sefer Beis Meir, Sheherech was ever seen to Medina, Noah, Kalilu Adina, Bemavavas Shalanu, he goes to Beis Meir as well, that you should be Machmir. However, the Mishnah Berurah in a related context seems to take a different position. What is that? So look back at Simin Shin Samach Gimel Sivkatan Kuf Yud. Simin Shin Samach Gimel Sivkatan Kuf Yud. So there the Mishnah Berurah has a discussion about the contemporary relevance of the din of Mavli Akum. And as we said before, Mavli Akum requires a tikkun at the corner, requires a Tzuras HaPesach. So that din clearly only applies by Mavli, doesn't apply by a Chatzer. So what do we say nowadays? If our Mavoas have the din of a Chatzer, is that only L'chumr, even L'kula? If it has the din of a Chatzer L'kula, so then we don't have to be concerned about the tikkun. If it's only the chumra, then I still have the chumras of mavoi, and I require a suras hapesach or tikkun at the corner of the mavoi as well. So that sounds like a similar, if not the same, shaila. Do I only accept the chumras of mavoi, or do I accept the kulas? Sorry, the chumras of chatzer, or do I accept the kulas of chatzer as well? There, the Mishnah Berurah quotes Deyas Aman the Achronim. And he says, "Lechachila, you should be machmir, but lachem adchak is what to rely on lekula." Kofiyal. The Mishnah Berurah says a minig lahakol period. And even the tafila, it's confusing to things. Here the Mishnah Berurah paskins that even the tafila, you don't have to be nachmir by a lovely akum who's not in the sand. So we should have followed, if I'm mako by a mavi akum, then shouldn't I be as mako by this shayla pierces dalet? Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah seems to be mako by mavi akum, and is less excited about being mako, assumes at least lechachila like the Magen Avraham, that you should be machmir by a pierces dalet. Yeah.
Okay.
What?
Doesn't it go like basically be mako?
Shin Mem Hei. That's what you just read. You see, the Medina and Dawid called Elu Hadinim, the Medina Shalom, that's a Chumra. And our Mavoas were Machmir on Pirsa Stalin, like the Magen Avraham. In Mishnah Berurah, there's Machmir like the Magen Avraham, and by Mavi Yaakov, he's Mekel. So Rabbi Willie points out in the Amordechai that if the Mishnah Berurah is Mako by Maviakum, so there should be reason to be Mako by Pirtzas Dalet as well. If you look at him, Shlomo Zalman's Tshuva, he suggests he's not bothered by this. He's not coming from the Mishnah Berurah, he's bothered by the Minhag. He says, why is it that the Minhag seems to be that we never make a Tikkun on a Maviakum? The Minhag Yerushalayim is that you never make a Tikkun on a Maviakum. So he suggests that maybe that's based on a Tshuvas Maharit. This is in the same Tshuva Mincha Shlomo we quoted before, Chela Bei Simen Lamates Os Dalet now. Chela Bei Simen Lamates Os Dalet. So he goes here at Tshuvas Maharit that the whole Chumrah of Mavi Akum, or the din of Mavi Akum, is only relevant where I'm only being Mitake in a single Mavi. So if I'm being attacked in a standalone mavoi, so then I need a tikkun b'tzita. But if I'm including multiple mavoos in one eruv, in one enclosure, or if I have a walled city where it may well include one enclosure, so then this special requirement of tikkun doesn't apply. So even though in principle we do assume, we should assume that there's a din of Mavi Akum, it only applies if I'd be misake in a single Mavi alone, and not if it's part of a larger Hekif.
I'm a little confused about how the Mishra's coming to work out. Is it that the Minaha is now getting rid of the Rabbanan? That would be a very forceful way of saying that.
Mishra by what?
Meaning by Mavi Akum. Now we have a minhag of the Rama, and therefore we treat the Mavi like a chatzer.
Right, the minhag of the Rama that we treat the Mavi like a chatzer is being the kula being the chumra.
That means then that the minhag is according to the Rabbanan, like the requirements.
No, because especially the reason is that a Mavi means bati b'chaser tzvich mosocha. Nowadays we don't have bati b'chaser tzvich mosocha.
Okay.
So then there's no din mavoi at all. Or is that only you have to cover our bases and it's the chumrah's above.
So then if that's the reason, if
we're
going to go back to that reason, then theoretically about the case that we know is like for sure a mavoi.
So that was what we discussed last time, the machlokas between the chayadim and the chazanish. According to chazanish, even if you have geographically what appears as batim chaser tzichu mosachim, you don't have that kind of chatzir that has a tashmish of yesteryear. So it doesn't exist. Right. That would be subject to that. Okay.
Can you explain where in the Shabura
Chayim
in the
Mavi Akum,
where you see the
Kufir Alf? This is a Mavi Akum, that picture. So a Mavi requires a tikkun on the corner of the. A Mavi Akum requires a tikkun b'tzida. Chatzir does not. So nowadays, when we treat our mavoos as chazeros, is that only the chumrah, even the kula? If it's a kula, so then you don't require a tikkun in the corner. If it's a chumrah,
the
Mishnah Berurah quotes Machlokas HaKohanim and says the minhag is lakah.
Because we have the minhag thereon.
Because the mekilim understand that the position of the ramah is bein l'kula bein l'chumrah. Good. Okay.
And sorry, it's based on that that Rav Willett says, based on that, so it's here on the Mishnah Berurah, and therefore we can call Kula in our
situation. There's what to talk about, yes. Fine. So this is relevant. This is relevant in a contemporary Eruv situation. I said to Avi before that it's a nice day to take an Eruv tour, so maybe if you're interested we can go take a look at this later. But if you have let's say you're building a community Eruv and so here is an apartment building. And then you have a Tzuvah Tepesah that, for whatever reason, you can't put it inside the apartment building, so there has to be a gap between the apartment building
and the Tirtha Pesach. So if that gap is more than the Alei Tzvachim, which is not so big, let's say a foot,
so then you run into this issue. If we're mafmir on a Pirtzas Dalid in a contemporary situation, even if our Mavavas have a din of a chatzar, that's only the Chomer, not the Kula. So anytime you're creating a closed area, then you have to be mafmir not to have any gaps of Dalit Tefachim or to make a tikkun on that Dalit Tefach gap. Chazanish writes, Simen Ayin Tes Os Aleph Dima Maskel Ba'od, Simen Ayin Tes Os Aleph Dima Maskel Ba'od, that you have the right to be made with that this Kishas Adchak, but HaMachmir Togo Allah Brachav. Alech HaFili should be Machmir, but is what you rely upon B'di'evet when you walk in Tzorah. Rav Shechter generally is in that position as well, that l'chachili should be machmir for the Magen Avraham, but sometimes it's impossible or difficult, so then there's what to rely on to not have a tikkun on a dalet tefach pirtza. And there are such pirtzas here in the local Eruv that we can go take a look at later if you want. Now, Rav Shechter does quote a Tshuva of Shlomo Kluger. It has the following cheshbin, Elif l'chashlom simen kufnun tes. So he has the following cheshbin. So there's a community Erev, and there are pirtzos in the Erev. So even though... excuse me. Even though, in theory, you should have been mapping like Magen Avraham to require a tikkun in all the pirtzos. And even though he's assuming that that tikkun should be a Tzivus HaPesach, like the Beis Meir, like the what seems to be the Pesach and the Shavua. Nevertheless, you can rely on the following cheshbon. As long as, let's say you have your... enclosure like this. And here I have the Tzivus HaPesach. And here I have a Pirtza Dalid. And I'm going to put a lechi over here. This is Manavshach. If I'm treating this area as a chatzer, if I'm treating this area as a chatzer, so there's no din of pirtza dalid. If I'm treating the area as a mavoi, so then, as long as I have a tzivus HaPesach over here, I can be matir the pirtza dalid with a lechi. Right, so he's assuming that a pirtza dalid could be nitar al yedei lechi as long as they have a tzivus HaPesach, as long as they have a tzivus HaPesach somewhere else. Yeah.
Isn't this not like the
case there? Not like, correct. That's okay. Correct.
That'd be like a tzivus.
That would be like the tzivus. That would be like the altarek.
So
that's what he's saying, that if you can put it through, it's a Pesach over here, there's what you're lying to just have a lot. Uh-huh. Based on the Manushaf. If it's a Chatzer, so then as long as it's not a Pirtza Sass, there's no problem. If it's a Mavoi, so as long as they have it through, it's a Pesach on one side, a Lafi on the other side would be sufficient. And the in the English Sefer here, he quotes from Rav Yashiv that the minog of the Ramah to always eat Seruza Pesach even applies to a pierce on the side of a mavuk. And the minog of the Ramah is that we always use Seruza Pesach for every tikkun. Any tikkun you need, you always use the Seruza Pesach. Even though he could have well said that the real minhag of the Ramah is only talking about Pesach HaMavi or Pesach HaChatzer, and that's where the minhag is to always use it as a Pesach, but not that it applies even to Pirtza Putzido. Rabbi Yosef was going to say it even applies to Pirtza Putzido, that so de facto like the Beis Meir, but not Mitameh, that even though in principle a lechi would have been sufficient on the side, but lemaisa, the minhag of the Ramah extends even to this case that you need a Seruza Pesach. And then he says, he quotes that even by a private chatzer, even like a backyard, the minhag would still extend there. Even less questionable, that there also you can't rely on a other tikkun, you need a Seruza Pesach. But of course, in Rabbi Feinstein, I don't understand why this is so, that if you have a pre-existing structure, meaning let's say you have a existing pastality, existing l'chayayim, so if they weren't put up l'shem tikkun, so then that's not a violation of the minhag HaRamah. I'm not sure why this should be so, but if you find out, you let me know. That's relevant if you have a backyard that's enclosed with mechitzas and you have openings and you have gaps. According to the Magen Avraham, you'd have to be machmir. What kind of tikkun do you need? So what he quotes is that if there's a pre-existing gatepost or downspout or something that could function either as a pas or as a lechi, then you could rely on that. So I'm not going to have to look at that a little bit more, what that is based on. Okay. I'm going to stop here. Next time, Yisrael Hashem, we will be beginning Tzivus HaPesach. Does anyone want to go take a look at the Pirtzos later? Fine, so let's meet. Can we meet a little? What time, Shkia?
Shkia's going to be right from that
time. No.
Maybe it's like 4:40-ish.
Right. Shkia's at 4:49.
So it'll still be light at
4:50.
Fine, so let's meet at 4:50 in front of these doors. I'm sorry? In front of the building?
That's pretty hard.
Fine, so we'll meet in front of the building at 4:50. I'll go for a brief walk. Okay? I decide on the following schedule for the next Bechina. I have jury duty the week of February 14th, I think. So I think L'chachila, we're going to make that Chazara week. And then the Bechina will be on President's Day.
20th.
February 20th. And then we'll be starting Amir La'akim and Rufu after that for about 2 months to Pesach. And whatever topics in Erevin we don't finish by February 13th or whatever it is, maybe we'll just have some standalone chaburas during the course of the rest of the year, but it won't be covered on the next Erevin Bechira. Okay? Good. So the bulk is basically Tzivus HaPesach, which should take a few weeks, and then we have to talk about Siluk Mechisa, so I think that's going to do it for the Levod. And then we'll try to schedule some Erevin tours also.
Children.
It's supposed to be a mild winter, sir.